We are learning Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We are continuing the sugya of Bal Talin, paying a sochir on time, paying a worker on time, and our Mishnah's Mechadish is Delav Dafka Schir Adam. Echad Schar Adam, Echad Schar Behema, Echad Schar Kalim. If you rent a Behema, if you rent Kalim, has the same halacha. There's a yeshbay mishum v'yoy maitita in scharay v'yeshbay mishum loysalam pu'osachir itchad biker. There's halacha that you have to pay that day. If the rental finishes by shkia, you have to pay before the next morning. And if it finishes by the morning, you have to pay it before the next shkia. You always have to pay it on time. And not only schar adam, but even schar behema and schar kalim have the same exact halacha. Amosai, these halachas, all these halachas of Bal Talin is dafka v'zman shetavu. Only if he was to, if the worker was teveya and say, you have to pay me now. Loy tovu, if you didn't ask for payment, ain't over love. You're not over until he asks for payment. Because if he doesn't ask for payment, it's vice versa. He's not asking for the money now. So there's no problem of loy solo in the case. Let's say you told him, go pick up the money by the, instead of money, take food by the chemveni and I'll pay for it, that will be your payment. Or you tell the money changer to give him money and you send him there. Ain't early, not over. And Rashi's mashma that he was masking to this and he needed it. Rashi says, "Emcho niskoy me'etzloy ve'amido etz chemveni shayepoyel tzarich liknes peres b'chemveni." The pilot anyway had to buy stuff from the chemveni, so he said, "Go to the chemveni, pick it up, and I'll pay for it." I'll pay. If the guy doesn't pay, then it's not my fault because I told him to pay, and I'm not over the Bal Talin anymore. And neither is the Chemri either, because like we learned on yesterday's blat that it has to be that you have to be the one hiring and the one paying in order to, and the one who was kavod to pay in order to be chayv. Avar, so it says weiter, sochir bizmanoi nishba v'noitel. If it's bizmani, the day of payment, and he swears, he says that he paid, he has to swear, and if the Balabas said, Balabai says he's that I paid already, the halach is that the socher could swear and take nishba v'noitel, which is usually not the case, but here it could be nishba v'noitel. Of his manoi, if already is past his man that is supposed to be paid, any nishba v'noitel, he cannot swear to take. If the Balabas says he paid, he could make a shvuas hesis that he paid already. If there's edim that he was teveya bismanoi, like Rashi is the word bismanoi, I have to take it out because Rashi is bismanoi, that there's edim that said he was ready teveya that day and the guy claimed that he paid, he could still swear even afterwards, he could swear and take. Basically, the Gemara is saying like this, the halacha is usually the one who is the muchzik makes a shvua to be potter. The shvuas v'noitlim is a chiddush, but we are machadish when it comes to a Balabas with the worker, since he's so busy that day, maybe he didn't pay and he thinks he paid. Therefore, we mechadish that you're allowed to make a shvua to take, but it's only that day. Afterwards, he remembers all his accounting, and if he says he paid, he's believed with a shvua, and the worker cannot make a shvua to be neutral. And the last halacha of the Mishnah is Ger Toshav Yeshvei Mishnah Yomitin Tischara. A Ger Toshav is a guy who's makabel not do avodah zara, and some shitas hold that he also makabel all seven mitzvahs spinning noyach. Look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin. But a Ger Toshav, there's a chiyav also a mitzvah say Yomitin Tischara. But there's no lav loisalim. There's a mitzvah say to pay him on time, but you don't have the lav. And we'll see in the Gemara why there's only mitzvah say no lav. It has to do with drashas. So that is our Mishnah. And what our Gemara is going to discuss is the first part of our Mishnah and the last part of our Mishnah. The first part of our Mishnah says that Schir Behema and Schir Kalim also have a din of B'yemitin Scharoi and Bal Talin has all the Lavin and has the say. And at the end of the Mishnah it says that Abaya Ger Toshav only has B'yemitin Scharoi, doesn't have the Lav Eloi Salim. So Gemara asks, Mani, who is our Mishnah like? Who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Loi Tana Kama de Me'achicha. It's not like the Tana Kama of the Braisa we call Me'achicha. We'll see in a second. Loi Reis Yehuda of that Braisa. Mahi. The more than we know in Braisa, we have Mechleikus Tana Kama of Yehuda, and our Mishnah is neither one. The Tanya went in a Braisa. The Pasuk says, on top of Kufir Alphan Beis, the Pasuk says, Loi Sashoik Schar Sochir Oni Ve'evyo Me'achicha. Oi Me'gercha Asher Ba'artzecha V'sharecha. The Pasuk says, you should not hold back the payment of a oni ve'evyam from your brothers, or you make gercha shebar tzecha v'sharecha. We dash like this. Tanakam dash like this. Me'achicha prat lacherim. It's dafka, the isseloi sashek is dafka by a Jew and not by a goy. Gerecho Zer Ger Tzedek. Gerecho is Marba, Ger Tzedek does have the din of Baal Tolan. Tois already asks, why shouldn't a Ger Tzedek have a din Baal Tolan? He's a regular Yid. Tois has two pshatim. Either because it says Losha Me'achicha will be Mashma Mamuvcha Shavachecha, which is something Darshan, or Me'achicha is like Losha partly Me'achicha, like Kol Achicha, and that would come Lafuke Ger Tzedek. Therefore, we have to have a reboot. That's Marba, the Ger Taisha, the Ger Oichon Avelos. That he also says then of Lois Sashik. Ainlius Schar Adam, Menayel Ravis Behemah Kalim, Haino Behemah and Kalim also have these Lava Menaseh, Tamlon Ba Artsacha, Kol Shav Artsacha, anything in your land, anything about your land, you're Chayef for. The Kulam Oivim Machal Shem is Alalu. And they're all Chayef in all these five Lava Menaseh. Mekan Omru, Echatzchar Adam, Vechatzchar Behema, Vechatzchar Kalim, Yesh Boy Mishum Vyemit in Scharoi, has Vyemit in Scharoi, Yesh Mishum Baal Talon Pulo Socher, also has Baal Talon, and like Rashi says, Vuadin Loy Sashoik, Loy Sigzol, has all the Lavin Asay when it comes to Ger Toshov and when it comes to Schar Behema and Schar Kalim. Now, there's a big shaila, is there a din of Baal Talon when it comes to renting property, Schiris Karka? The Rosh, the Toshov Rosh says, brings that from a Ramah, that says that you don't have a din of Baal Talon by Schiris Karka, because Loshen Ba'artzecha, Kol Shem Ba'artzecha, not Artzecha itself. And therefore, all there's no lav, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Lam and Tesef Aleph, such a tzad, that there is no din of Baal Talon by Schiris Karka. I saw it in the Chagas Yomar, I think it says the Yesh L'Hachmer, but it's been in Chagas Shoinim if there's a din of Baal Talon by Schiris Karka, by rent, when you get it for rent. That's the Shita of Tanakama. The holds that Schar Behema and Schar Kalim all have all these dinim, and the same thing goes for a Gerek Taisha. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, Imer, Gerek Taisha, Yeshua, Vyayimit in Nischari, only has Vyayimit in Nischari, because we have the Rebuy there of Yeshua, Vyayimit in Nischari, but Imer, Mishim, Loi Talon, doesn't have the din of Loi Talon, because it has the dinim of Loi Sashek, that pasuk is the preceding pasuk before Biyamit in Schara. It says the Loshen Bisharech, which is Marba Ger Taishav. Therefore, Ger Taishav has Biyamit in Schara, and it has Pashas that has Loi Sashek also, but does not have the Loi Talon, does not have a din of all the psukim in Parashas Kedoshim, which is in Sefer Vayikra, does not have those. And there it says, in Kedoshim it says, Lois Sashik is for Echav, Lois Sigzal, Lois Solim, Pulos Sachet Rabbeika, does not have those, because there you don't have the Rebuy in that Pasuk. We'll see how the Tanakhama knows that the Psukim Vayikra go on Ger Toshav as well. The Rebuy is only in Parashas Kisaitse, but we'll see in a second about that. Behemah v'keilim zakeres Yehuda ein bem elam shem baal tashrik bavad, only as baal tashrik, which is the first pasuk that says there asher ba'artzecha, and even though the next pasuk b'yom tinin schari only has leis tashrik, doesn't have b'yom tinin schari. So we have over here Tanakhama holds everyone has everything, and Rabbi Yehuda is very specific. Ger Toshav has only the psukim in Parashas Kiseitze, which is b'yom tinin scharoi leis sova la hashemesh and leis tashrik, has his two lavim naase. And by Behemah and Kalim, even less. It only has Baal Tashrik. So Mani, who is our Mishnah? Maybe it's the Tanakhama. Tanakhama de Melchicha. If it's the Tanakhama of Melchicha, which means of his Braisa, Kashya Ger Toshav. It's very Ger Toshav, because the Tanakhama holds that Ger Toshav has everything. And our Mishnah says that a Ger Toshav only has B'yemir Titin Scharot. And if, so maybe our Mishnah is Yehuda. That's like a Rez Yehuda. So Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, Kash of Behemah Kalim, Prime of Behemah Kalim, says that our Mishnah has everything, and Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says only has the Issa of Lois Sashik, only has Lois Sashik by Behemah Kalim. So what's going on? Who is our Mishnah like? So the Gemara still will come back and explain the Shittas, but we first want to know which Tana is our Mishnah like. Amarava, hi, Tana, our Mishnah is Tana de Be'er B'Shmal. It's a Tana de Be'er B'Shmal, the Tana de Be'er B'Shmal. Remember what Tana de Be'er B'Shmal says? Echad schar odom ve'echad schar behema ve'echad schar kelim schar odom schar behema schar kelim yesh mishum yemit in scharoi umishum loy solon has the psukim in parashas kiseitze has loy solon which is parashas kedoshim has everything that's like our mishnah ger toishav yesh by mishum yemit in scharoi ve'in by mishum baal talon only has the parashah of kiseitze doesn't have the psukim in parashas kedoshim. So those are the three shittas that comes out. We have the Tanakhama holds that everyone has everything. We have Rabbi Yehuda holds very limited, that only in the since in Kiseitze is where you have the Ribui, so only has those psukim, and even that is not so partial. Ger Toshav has all the Lavim and Asay in Parash Kiseitze, and Odom and Schar, Behema, and Kalim only have Loi Sashek. And then you have Tana very small, that's like a Pshara. He holds the din of Schar, Behema, and Kalim, it has everything. Masha Inkin, Ger Toshav only has Behema, and Schar. So now Gemara is explaining pshat in the Tanakama, pshat in Reis Yehuda, and pshat in the Tanakama Rishmo. My time in the Tanakama, what's the reason of the Tanakama, the Machicha? What's pshat in the Tanakama? So Gemara says, Gomer, Sochir, he learns that Exer Shava. It says in the Parshas, and it says in Parashas Kedoshim, we learn therefore, whatever has here, and since here it's marba, since the Parashas Kesetz, it's marba from the word ba'artzecha, that's marba behema and kelim, and from the word sharecha is marba ger toshav, and therefore it has everything by everywhere. That's pshat Tanakama. Very simple. That's pshat Tanakama. Reis Ruda loy gomer socher socher. The first thing is he doesn't make the gzeres shava. So Nahid Loy Gomar Sakhir Sakhir Behem of Kalim. Okay, so we understand now. That's why he only has the parasha of Kisetse, and we understand why Ger Toshav has Loy Sashai, because there's a Ribu Sharecha, the next pasuk is Vyam Titin Scharai, Loy Savil Hashemesh, has all those. The problem is, why does Behema and Kalim only have Loy Sashai? The next pasuk is Vyam Titin Scharai, and we have a Ribu Asher Ba'atzecha. So what's going on? Rav Yisrael did like Gomer Sachar Sachar, and he like Gomer Sachar Sachar. But hey, the Kalim is from Yehemut in Schar and Amin Chayv. So Chayv Yehemut in Schar, because that's the pasuk that says right after Loi Sashik, which says the word Besharecha. So Gemara answers, Tani Rabbi Chana and Yom Akram. But Loi Sovei La Hashemesh Ki Anihu. The pasuk says Yehemut in Schar. But Loi Sovei La Hashemesh. Why Ki Anihu? He's Ani. By Levu Noisin Es Nafshay. He's being Noisin Nefesh for you. So who's a ani? Only a person can be an ani. A behemo or kalim can be an ani. Amikra v'lo yisavi alo Hashemesh ki ani hu. Mishayim bon li'anias v'ashiris has a din v'yemitit in schare. Yotu behemo or kalim she'inim bon li'anias v'ashiris. Can't come to anias v'ashiris if it's not a din v'yemitit in schare. So that's Pshat Reis Ruda. Tanakama hai ki ani hu my avile. What we're teaching us with the words ki ani. And we'll bayer le'lahaktim ani l'ashir. They give you the chiddush is like this. When you have only one enough money to pay one worker, you mark them the ani before the asher. You mark them ani before asher. That's why it says the word ani. Rabbi Yehuda, how do you know that? Humaloy sashik schar ani bevyon nafka. It says clearly schar ani bevyon. It says dafka ani goes first. That you learn from there. But Tanakamo, we need both pshukim. Why? Chad lahakdim ani la asher. One teaching us that ani goes before the asher. The chad lahakdim ani la evyon. Owen says the ani goes even before evyon. Evyon's poorer than ani. And Ani goes first. Why does Ani go before Evyon? Because Evyon is not embarrassed to ask or go collect tzedakah. Therefore, you have to be more careful with Ani. And Asher has money. That's why you have to be less careful with him. So Ani goes first before the Asher and before the Evyon. That's in the two pesukim. V'tzricha. The Asher and Evyon, if you told me that Ani goes before Evyon, I don't understand. Mishum lekasla mitvei. Because he's not embarrassed to ask for his payment. He's not embarrassed to ask the landlord, the baal bayis. He's not scared to ask in the street. Aval Osher, the cost of mitzvah, Osher was embarrassed to ask, maybe I'm a lawyer, maybe you should give him first. So that's why you need the pasuk of Osher. V'yashmina, that the Ani goes for Osher. That was the pasuk of that says, ki Ani huva elov v'nesh nafsha. And if only he said the din of Osher, V'yashmina Osher, m'shaloi tzarchle. He doesn't need it, that's what Ani goes first. Av Evyon, that needs it more, tzarchle. Eim aloi tricha. Therefore, we need both those pesukim. Now, what would happen if you have an Evyon and an Osher? Who goes first? Because on one hand, the Evyon is not embarrassed to ask. On the other hand, the Asher has enough food. So the Rishash and also the Havas Chesed, which is the Chavetz Chaim, both say that the Evyon goes first. Why? Because Sarah the Gufa is worse. He doesn't have food. That's worse than the Asher being embarrassed to ask for his payment. But Tanai Didon, Marav Shah. Now, we understand, we explain Pshat in Tanakama and Rav Yesh Yehuda. Tanakama has a Gzeres Shava, Rav Yesh Yehuda does not have a Gzeres Shava. And why doesn't he have a Din by Behema and Kalim doesn't have the Behemoth in Zechariah because there's the word Anihu and Behema and Kalim don't have Anias. Now what's Pshat in our Tana? Tana de Don, and also the same can ask is the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, what's Pshat, like Rashi speaks out. But Tana de Don, Behem de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, Rashi says, what's Pshat on them? They both hold the same thing, that by Behema and Kalim you have everything. And by Ger Toshav, you only have Pesukim and Kisetze. But Tana de Gemara of Shach, Iyav Sach HaSach HaFil Ger Toshav Nami, should have everything. Eloyal of Sachar Sachar, Behemoth Kalim Manali. How do you know it has everything? Loyalom Loyal of Sachar Sachar. He's not learning out Sachar Sachar. So you understand Ger Toshav now. So why is Behemoth Kalim have everything? Shani Osno Akrav, Loy Solom Pula Sachar Itachad Baiker. The word Itacha is extra word. Kol Shapula Sachar Itacha. Anything that you're responsible for, you have to pay. And that's Marba Behemoth Kalim. That's what you know, Pasin Kedoshim, which says Itacha is Marba Behemoth Kalim. Yoche Phil Ger Toshav Nami. Isn't a Ger Toshav also Itacha? So maybe it's Marba that also. On makro reyacha, it says in the pasuk in Kedoshim, it says lo sashuk is reyacha, reyacha like reyacha, lo ger toshav. It's extra reyacha, not ger toshav. Frank the Gemara, Yachi, if you have a meal, the full Behemi Kel Nami shouldn't have a din of Yem Ketin Ischari. Marzanoa, Ksiv Etcha. So my Ros, the Ros Behemi Kelim and Tzigar Taishav. Why are you saying it makes more sense to Mar Behemi Kelim and to my Tzigar Taishav? Mistavra, it's Mistavra that Behemi of a Kelim have a little rabbi, so yes, the moment recha. My is at least has shaykhs being recha. It's the moment of the recha. Gerit Toysh Vein Mechal Mom Recha. Gerit Toysh is not Bechlal Mom in Recha. It's not Bechlal the moment of your friend. So I'll upon him. So that's what coming up shot in our Tanakama is that he does not all Socha Socha. He has Ribu Itcha, it's Mar Behem Mechalim. And Reacha says not Gerit Toysh. And it makes more sense because the moment is Mom in Recha. Mom is the moment of your friend. The moment of your Chava, you know, the Jew, the fellow Jew. Zog Mar Vaita, Tanakama, the Me'achicha. And also, some put in the gear of Reis Yehuda, Tanakam and Reis Yehuda, Hai Reacha, my Avle. What do you do with the Pasuk Reacha? What do you do with the Pasuk Reacha? What are the might with that? Because the Tanakama holds that you learn out Sachis Sachis, you know everything, and Reis Yehuda holds you don't have a din. Gerit Toysh does not have a din there at all, so you don't doesn't hold the Itchas, so you don't need Reacha at all. So I'm Huma Bayalei, Legatanya Reacha Veloy Goyi. That Reacha Veloy Goyi. Break the Gemara, Goy Mechicha Nafka. We already know that Goy doesn't have a din, they have to pay him on time for Mechicha. So Gemara says, no, we need both mutim. Chad Lemisha Oish Goy wants to Memayit, that you're allowed to not pay him on time. But Chad Lemisha Goyzloy, and want to allow to steal. And this Mandiyama holds that Gezel Akam is Mutter. Tosafot brings in a few places that this is a Mandiyama here, hold Gezel Akam is Mutter, which is the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda both hold that, not, it's not like a Mishnah, but Tanakama, the Bryce, and Rabbi Yehuda both hold that Gezel Akam is Mutter. Vitzrichi, you need both of them. The Yishvin Goizloi, that's Mutter. The Yishvin Goizloi, Mishloi Tarachbe. It's Mutter because he wasn't Tarach now in it. Ava Oishka Tarachbe, right now he worked for you. And you owe money. You can't, it's much worse to steal from someone who worked for you. Says, Kmashlon, that's no lie. Aimaloi, Kmashlon's no lie. The Yishvin Oishka Mishloi, never came to his hand yet. Ava Goiz, the Yisla Yod is in his hand already. Aimaloi, not Mutter, Tricha. Therefore, it teaches us that you need, that the both of them are mutter midaraisa, both gezel akum and holding back schar sachir. Zok tamar v'reisiv Yehuda, hai loy solim pulu sachir itcha ad baikam avle. What do you do with the pasuk of itcha? So, Betzem, the Gemara could ask on Tanakama also, who learns out sachir sachir, we need itcha for also. So Tosis Rosh says, who then you could have said that? But the Gemara Tosis points out that the Gemara was not asking about itcha. Itcha is other drashas. The Gemara is asking, what is the word sachir? That's how the Tosis learns, different mask of Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. So the question is, what do you do with itcha or with the word sachir? What do you do? By like Rabbi Asi. The one of Asi, I feel like sachir lifts a little eskel achad. Even if you only hired him to be baitzer, to knock, to take down, to harvest to one cluster of grapes, on of him, oivim shabbat talin, you still oivim a talin. Frank the Shita Mekabet says, like, what's the chiddush? He brings the Rivet. The Rivet asks the Kasha, what's the chiddush? Of course, we know that Tzchir Shais is in Baal Talon. So he says, Kamashwan, even if it's Pachashar Pruta, it's still Issa Baal Talon. So, Be'idach, what is all the man name I hold? Me'ilavu, Noises Nafshay Nafkay. He learns that from the words, Me'ilavu, Noises Nafshay, Dabba Mois Nafshay Love. Any work that you Moise Nafshay Love, you're going to have to pay him, even if it's Pachashar Pruta. Ve'idach, and the other man, the Yama, needs a different drasha for this drasha. Who buy like a talent in a brisa? Says the elavu noises nafsh. It says pay the worker why? Because he's being nice nafsh for you. But he might always have a kavish. Not the vayila. I must start my lamisa. Loy aschar not for aschar. Dava achar. Ve elavu noises nafsh. Call kavish chasach gilu night the nafsh menos ki ilu night the nafsh menos kilu. You take away his nafsh, and we'll see in tomorrow's daf a little more on that. But we're saying we're using this word of me'elavu noises nafsh to teach us that called kovish ha'asachir is ki'ilu, that you killed someone, and therefore you should be very careful to pay up, and Yet Shem on tomorrow's daf will continue in this discussion what it means exactly called kovish ha'asachir, you'll know the nafshay menu.